Industrial sludge is what's left over after pork and poultry processors, paper mills, and other kinds of industries treat waste and remove pollutants. It's been provided to Virginia farmers as a free and effective fertilizer for decades without drawing very much attention. But now it's getting noticed. A plan to spread it on fields in 7 counties surrounding Richmond has drawn fierce opposition, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this is a story by Rex Springston, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
David, farmers have been using various kinds of foul-smelling things to nourish their land for quite a long time, and they understand the benefits. But there's a new element now, and that would be lots of non-farmers living in these 7 counties who think less about the benefits than about the smell.
And it really does put up a stink. And also new is social media. There's a Facebook page called Citizens Against Sludge that has created a lot of comments and led to a lot of public comments at DEQ, most of them negative.
Well, beyond the aroma, opponents worry about heavy metals and other toxins that are found in industrial sludge. There are scientists who say there's nothing to fear, and other scientists who say maybe there is. The Virginia Department of Environmental Quality says it won't give the go-ahead just yet.
The plans to move ahead have been put on hold. This issue may be resolved in late September, but it's given the DEQ staff more time to review the comments.
Who can legally fly a drone under what circumstances? The question seems to come up a lot. You may recall that last year, Charlottesville was one of a number of cities to pass a drone ban, and this is what City Councilman Dave Norris told the online news service RT America.
We know that this technology is already being heavily marketed to local law enforcement agencies and other groups. We know it's coming.
David, now it's here.
The question has arisen in Wise County out in Southwest Virginia. Jenny Tate, who's the editor of the Coalfield Progress, had a nice story about this recently.
Wise County's Commonwealth's attorney, Ron Elkins, got things going when he asked the state attorney general's office a question. The state has a moratorium on the use of drones, but the Wise County sheriff has one. So the question was, can the sheriff use it in spite of the moratorium if he gets permission from a judge?
It created an immediate response from the American Civil Liberties Union. Claire Guthrie-Gastanaga pointed out that the entire point of the moratorium passed by the General Assembly was to give lawmakers and others a chance to think through the privacy and accountability issues when a drone is deployed. And to kind of allow this now would disregard the entire law.
The FAA has, of course, promised a set of drone rules sometime soon. Meanwhile, the sheriff thinks he's found a loophole in the state ban.
His argument is that the law speaks of a, quote, unmanned aircraft system, end quote. And they're saying out in Wise County, we don't have a system. We just got this little single quadcopter. And we wonder if that would be exempt since it's not a, quote, system, but merely a single little craft. Kind of imaginative. I'm not sure if that will fly. It's all up to Attorney General Herring.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.